after 2 days, you couldn't have hoped to be in a better position, could you?
No, definitely not. Obviously, we were umming and ahhing whether to bowl or bat again, and we thought with two and a half days to go, probably best to bat as the wicket's only going to get worse. But like you said, yeah, we couldn't ask for a better position to be in going into day three and day four.
So 180-odd run lead on the first innings. Obviously, you could have been forced to follow on. Was there a lot of discussion then?
I think it wasn't much discussion, but we did discuss that there was potentially a bit of rain around on Friday, but then we heard it was going to be minimal, so we thought it's best just to grind them down as much as we can, and then we didn't really want to be chasing maybe 100 on the last day, so we decided to have another bat and hopefully we can bowl them out second time round.
Were you surprised you bowled them out so easily?
I thought we bowled well. We were 55 yesterday, so we knew the wicket did plenty. That just shows how good Sean Irvine and James Vince innings were, really, because the wicket's been doing something all the time. So for us to post 350, I thought was an unbelievable effort. And I thought they're probably a bit below what you could call par, but we also bowled very well at the same time.
You bowled well, particularly 4 wickets.
Yeah, it's obviously nice to be amongst the wickets. I haven't played much four-day cricket this year, so when I do play, obviously grab an opportunity and just run in and get some wickets for the lads.
3 big wickets as well, Alan B, Wallace and also Rudolph.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to get the big players out. Obviously, a wicket's a wicket, but if you're getting their top order out, then you're obviously doing something right for the team.
You've had a good end of season, haven't you? I know you had to wait a while to get in the side, but you've done as much as anybody to get Hampshire in this position.
Yeah, I haven't done too bad. Obviously, started off well at Kent. I've had a couple of quiet games, but now hopefully hit this last one with a bang. And if I can get a few wickets second innings, then I'll be actually delighted with my season.
How much have you been looking at what's been happening at Chelmsford?
We looked quite a bit yesterday, to be fair, but we heard the news yesterday. If we got 300 yesterday and we ended up getting 350, then if we win this game, then as long as we've got our bowling points, if we win this game, we'll be champions. So that's as simple as that now. If we win this game, we'll be champions. If we don't, then we'll probably be third, so because it looks like Essex are going to win.
How does that feel, that prospect?
It's very exciting. At the same time, if you're not champions but you're not second, it seems a bit weird that you could potentially come third. But obviously, we're right in the driving seat now. You would say we've got 80, 90% chance to win this game. We've just got to turn up and put the ball in the right area again. If we bat again tomorrow, if we get straight out there and bowl, to just take out the weather if there is going to be any around. But we've just got to do the same again and we should win this game.
So you're 360 ahead now. What is the plan for tomorrow morning?
I don't know exactly, but it'll either be probably bat for an hour and be really positive, or pull out now if we find any, I don't know if there's any blips in the weather along the way in the next couple of days.
Couple of balls turned for him and to here as well, which I guess everybody gave a lift when they saw that.
Yeah, definitely, and obviously Dorsey's turned off the straight there to Koska, so if the ball's turning off the straight and the seamers are still beating the bat on day three, then day two, then you'd like to think it's going to carry on doing that throughout the game.